To all my listeners out there this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to look into the Word of God, today the Word of God is the source of victory over temptation. The Word of God says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you, according to Psalm 119 and verse 11. So the heart is that private place where inner secrets are stored and personal treasures are carefully hidden. So God's word is the agent of his spirit used to cleanse the heart of all who believe in Christ and are saved. And it is through keeping God's word securely planted in our hearts and living according to what it says that believers continue to walk in holiness this morning, brothers and sisters. So the psalmist who wrote this inspired anthem loved the Lord with a deep and personal love. He valued scriptures with a passion, as exemplified in this long and well-known psalm. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Oh, how love your words. I meditate on it all day long. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoiced in great riches this morning. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your word this morning. So, brothers and sisters, there is no more beneficial activity than reflecting, pondering, and contemplating the word of God, which is nourishment for the soul, rest for the weary, peace for the troubled, comfort for the afflicted, and instruction for the man of God this morning. To do so will enable us to resist the accusation and taunts of the enemy, deter us from going astray, protect us from the ravage of sin, and guide us into all truth and instruct us into righteous living today. So hiding the word in our heart is the most powerful antidote against sin, the world, the flesh, and the devil, and is the greatest influence to live a holy and perfect life on earth. Day by day, let us hide more of God's word deep within our hearts, for we desire to be holy as our Father in heaven is holy this morning. Holy word, hallelujah, long preserved, as Sister Campbell prays for us right now.
Great and mighty God, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you this morning for a new day, and we thank you for new mercy. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for your faithfulness upon our lives this morning. And Father, as 1 Peter 1 verse 25 say, but the word of the Lord remain forever, and this word is the good news that was preached to you. Father, we bless you and we praise you. We thank you for your word this morning. And we ask you that the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon us as we go throughout the day. May you wash us and forgive us of our sins. May you anoint us afresh this morning as we continue to live by your word, as we continue to read your word and meditate upon your word. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brothers and sisters, let us continue to embrace the ancient word today. Have a wonderful day coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell. Amen.